Welcome to another episode of On Air with Air Cargo Next. I'm your host, Courtney Blacon, Associate Editor with Air Cargo Next. Today we have a conversation with DP World's Morten Johansen, Executive Vice President for the Americas, as well as Carla Montenegro, Vice President of Commercial Freight Forwarding for the Americas. Today, they are going to discuss automation integration, globalization trends, and nearshoring in this episode. There's been so much talk about globalization and maybe the shift to what people say is nearshoring or omnishoring. But what is the view on globalization?
So nearshoring is a very important word nowadays, especially after the pandemic, where the whole world suffered from supply chain constraints. And now more and more companies are looking to change their manufacturing plans, their production plans, their supply chain distribution centers to different countries where they can also still have some good labor costs, affordable costs, but more reliable supply chain channels. And also because nearshoring reduces transportation time and also reduces carbon emission, is becoming a very important strategy for a lot of the companies that are trying to plan ahead and avoid different challenges that they had during the pandemic. So we see that this is happening more and more. As Morten said, we're planning for that with the DR, and Mexico is also becoming another important hub for nearshoring.
We talk about automation a lot. What role is that having at DP World? How are you guys taking advantage of automation? And then what sort of other trends in AI and digitalization are you seeing?
Yeah, I can talk a little to that. Courtney is like, and you're right, automation plays a big role, and especially with the sustainability ambitions and the ambitions to reduce emissions, automation plays a more important role going forward than it has in the past. In the past, it was often looking at high labor cost areas where it can make sense to automate. Now you need to start looking at how can automation help you reduce your emissions. So we're doing a lot in the region as well. We are electrifying a lot of our equipment today. And by electrifying your equipment, you can also start to automate or semi-automate your equipment going forward. So it has a very important role going forward for us, and it can be remote control of your cranes. It can be automations of your yard cranes, and it also changes the way that you operate as a company. Traditionally, the port industry is a very male-dominated industry. You don't see too many women in the port industry. When you move towards automation and remote control operation, it suddenly opens up for different dynamics in the industry, and we can make it a more diverse industry. So that's another interesting element with the automation.
In talking about air freight, what challenges do you forecast this year, even though, you know, air freight is really off to a good start with the increased demand? Are there still any challenges that you see this year?
Well, the only challenges are mainly that a lot of companies that used to transport via ocean that transferred to air freight because of the pandemic, because of lack of capacity, they had to move to air freight. They were forced to ship via air freight, and they blew their logistics budgets, are trying to reduce the cost that they had, the increased cost that they had logistically speaking, by converting back to ocean some of those volumes that were moved to air freight because of the pandemic. So we're seeing that in some customers that were mainly ocean customers, and looking for solutions of either sea air combinations and things like that that can add more value to them in the long term.
How is the increased demand, you know, really benefiting forwarding and air freight at the same time?
Well, for freight forwarding, it's mode neutral. So we go with the customers to the mode that they need or they prefer, depending on the urgency. Yeah. Some products that they move are high-end products, high-cost products, you know, in air freight. So there's always going to be demand for air freight, depending on the seasonality, the technology, the type of products that we're moving. And customers that say, I don't ship air freight, it's not true. Even if everybody wants to reduce their logistics budgets caused by shipping more ocean freight, there's always going to be some urgencies and things that will raise the demand for air freight. So for us in freight forwarding, really mode neutral. We adapt to the needs of the customers depending on how challenging their operations is, or what projects are they developing that they have more urgency for air freight. So we, for us, it's not really an impact, and we're there to support them where they need, depending on the requirements. We do typically because of our assets in the ports, but it doesn't mean we're limited to only do
sure.
ocean, and we're developing some air freight hubs in the DR also that Morten can tell you a little bit about that we're trying to leverage to develop more the ocean, the air freight business.
Morten, can you talk about that a little bit?
I can, absolutely, and it's a very relevant question, and to follow up on what Carla said, like, our role as DP World is really to create flexibility and offer connectivity. I always say the more connectivity we can offer, the better. So if we take in the DR as an example, we have been operating a shipping port hub for many years. It's one of the best connected hubs in the Caribbean, so you can basically ship to anywhere via ST from there. And when you talk to customers, they would like connectivity every day, every hour. The more flexibility you can give them, the better. So what we did in the DR, and we got a lot of questions like, why is DP World getting into operating air cargo? It's yeah. really to offer the customers more flexibility and more solutions on how they can ship and more connectivity. So what we have done is we have partnered up with the Punta Cana Airport. So similar to what we have on the port side for DP World, it's kind of the same setup in the airport. It's a free zone as well. And the idea is to create an air cargo hub. Today, if you look at our region here, Colombia, Miami, they're quite big air cargo hubs today. When you go into Miami, for example, it comes with a little bit of red tape and complexity and how to operate. And again, when you talk logistics, it's all about flexibility. So we're able to offer a very flexible and agile solution in Punta Cana. We have built a 10,000 square meter warehouse. I think 6,000 or 8,000 of those square meters are temperature controlled facilities. So very modern and top-notch facilities. And the idea is, again, you can ship obviously local cargo, but you can also transship cargo from Latin America. A lot of the cargo that comes from Latin America today gets transshipped either in Bogota or Colombia. So here we have a different solution, but you can also look at multimodal solutions. And a little bit of a crazy story that people don't actually think that is true, but you can take berries, for example, from Ecuador and Peru that needs to go either to Europe or to the Far East. You can ship them in a container from Peru into the Dominican Republic. You can transload it into air cargo containers, ship it out by air from the DR cheaper and faster than you can do from the other locations because of connectivity. So those are some of the solutions that we're looking at. And again, it's about creating solutions for the customers. And with the ambitions to grow the nearshoring in the DR, you need to have as many opportunities to ship and flexibility as possible. But it's part of that whole ecosystem that we are creating.
Thank you so much to Morten and Carla both for being here today and sharing their insights. For more information, please check out aircargonext.com.